Editor. Landlords and people who own businesses want to see a return on their investment. When taxes and costs go up, so does rent. And people slow down on eating out and shopping at small businesses. So the burden gets passed down to you, the renter or shopper. If you add up all the taxes, bank fees and insurance, it leaves people with little money to stimulate the economy and pay rent. It also leaves business and landlords with the task of jacking up prices. If you think the government gives you a break, think again. Take getting rid of MSP, for example. This saved you $50 a month, everyone's happy. But business owners get the bill and pass on the cost to you. Just anecdotal, but I'm guessing I'm paying more than $50 a month in extra costs. Also a little known, more than whore tax, the tax where people who make more than John Horgan, at the time, pay 4-5% more, another tax that trickled down to the consumer or renter. But the high-income earners are getting taxed more, everyone's happy. If I was a renter or consumer, wouldn't you want to pay less? If you're a landlord or a business owner, wouldn't you want more customers and better returns so the renter doesn't have to pay so much? Soon New West City Council will hike up the rent again, by means of an increase in property taxes. This will equate to roughly a hike of $150 a month in rent. High rent is a hidden form of tax, don't kid yourself. Tax rates now are getting up toward revolutionary levels. Just wait till we have to defend this country. Taxes are good, but getting taxed to death is killing us. Vote with your head and not with your heart. Governments need to govern us, not babysit us. I feel bad for the sushi restaurant I used to frequent more. Now I pay the CRA, hoping there is some trickle-down government handouts. As Mark Twain said, the difference between a taxman and a taxidermist is the taxidermist leaves the skin. Francis Burns.